For ATV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. South Carolina lost one of its greatest humorists with the recent passing of William Price Fox. The longtime University of South Carolina writer-in-residence wrote short stories and novels with a Southern flavor that reflected his upbringing in Columbia. Fox's close friend, Dr. Charles Israel, former head of the Columbia College English Department, remembers Fox as a gregarious, magnetic man whose stories earned him legions of friends and admirers from writers Kurt Vonnegut and John Updike to rock star Bruce Springsteen. The master storyteller drew his fictional characters often from observing the folks around him.
I'll give you an example. I was with him at one of the St. Patrick's Day festivities in Five Points. And Bill always carried with him a small notebook. And he would simply write down conversations that he heard. And he would also write down physical descriptions of people that he wanted to put into some fiction or could put into some fiction. Once he had a character started at the beginning of a story or a novel, that character would begin speaking in a kind of a humorous language that an ordinary person would speak at times of comedy, at times of humor.
A one-time sports writer, another place Fox picked up humor was at sports events.
He loved going to football games because he was surrounded by lots of people and he could pay attention to conversations that he heard up in the stands. I went with him to a football game at Orangeburg when South Carolina State University was playing Wofford College. And Wofford was a stronger team that day. Wofford, in fact, was so strong that the team got a little whimsical. And they tried the Statue of Liberty play, and it worked. Bill said, "This is unique. I've never seen it done before in a college game or a professional game. And I did not think it could work, but it did work."
Before becoming established as a writer, Fox, the author of such books as Dr. Golf and Southern Fried, had jobs ranging from bellhop to sock salesman, and according to his friend, he even did something many people dream of, but few do.
He ran away and joined the circus. He was mostly a laborer. He had put the big tents up to water the elephants and to wash them. It was not the freaks that attracted him to the circus. It was the hard-working, workaday people in the circus who had a kind of freedom that he admired because they were always on the move. And he liked that idea of always being on the move and having excitement around you.
Fox's varied experiences no doubt enriched not only his own life, but those of his many friends and fans of his writing. Israel says his fiction sometimes came from truth that he bent through the prism of his folksy philosophy.
He said to me, "Well, if it could have happened, it should have happened. And if it should have happened, it did happen." So to him, real life was very, very close to the imagined life.
And the lives Fox imagined will live on through his writings and in the hearts of readers all across South Carolina and the world. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on atvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ATV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.